Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and we love getting your reviews, your ratings, your subscribes, anywhere you get your podcasts because it helps people find us.
All that good stuff. Hey, if you got money sitting in the bank, I know not everybody does. Maybe it's just a little bit, but it's just sitting there in the bank. Maybe it's in a checking account, might be in a savings account, but it's not doing a lot. Idly just sitting there waiting for something to happen. Centris Federal Credit Union wants to help you out. They have some great certificates. They are customizable. There's just a huge variety of options for ways that you can put your money to work long-term, short-term, whatever your goals may be, but certainly worth the time it would take to drop by their website and take a look. They've got a super consumer-friendly website with a ton of information. Also, you can stop by and talk to him too, or just give him a call. It's federally insured and CUA.
I thought you were going to steal my line. You said it's, and I thought you were going to say it's 402-334. I'm like, you've been saying that for 18 months. It's my line. 402-334-7000 or centrisfcu.org.
I don't know their number, so
yeah.
I count on the fact that you do.
It's job security right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So what is going on in the world? Real quick, I wanted to say real quick, we did get, I just grabbed this. I happened to see it. The 5-star lasagna.
Perfect.
That was left. Says, great show as always. Start my mornings listening to your podcast. Always puts a smile on my face and puts me in a good mood. And that is Yoshidino 2001.
All right.
I don't know what Yoshidino means.
I wonder if it's Yoshi because Yoshi is a dinosaur on, is it Mario?
That's a Mario.
Is Yoshi a dinosaur?
Yeah, he's one of the, Yoshi is one of the friendly characters. Like you can be Yoshi when you play Mario.
Yeah, you don't want to be Bowser.
Mario Kart. Okay. What's that?
You don't want to be Bowser. Yeah. Bowser's mean.
No, right.
Yoshi,
right. Okay. That was so funny. Okay, so I was at lunch with a friend and we were talking and she had just made the realization with her husband and she has an 8-year-old. Anyway, and she says, and I looked at my husband and she says, he about fell off his chair because I just realized they're plumbers. Mario and Luigi.
I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. Well, the only reason why I knew that is because of the cartoon back in the whatever early 90s. They had a plumbing company.
But you think about if you play Mario Brothers, they're running in and out around pipes.
Yeah. Yeah. True. I mean, I never.
They're plumbers.
They're plumbers.
I got to see it. Hold on. I forgot all about this because she actually. Let me see here. Hold on. Give me 1 second because I got to find this note because I know I made a note for myself and it probably just says she just realized they're plumbers.
So I love it. I love it when you learn something and it's something that you either should have known for a long time or you knew and you forgot. I saw a meme last week that said that bar, I guess in drinking alcohol, stands for beer and alcohol room. I'd never heard that before. I don't know if it's true or not, but it says one of those things that says, I'm today days old that I found out that bar stands for beer and alcohol room or something like that.
Okay, hold on. Now I have to look.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called a bar? Okay, no, it does not stand for beer and alcohol room.
Well, then I shared that really recklessly on my social media. Oopsies.
It says... That's funny. That's okay because obviously you're not the first person.
No.
There's a whole page dedicated to this. It says, why is it called a bar? The origin and customs of your favorite bar. So that goes back. Where is early American taverns? Yeah, I don't know why it's called a bar. It says the local tavern operator was often a widow and the tavern was a form of community assistance. The saloon keeper or proprietor was the only person that worked in that establishment and they're serving the area. Would often be kind of like in a corner of the room to allow tables and chairs to fill the space. That's so crazy, isn't that? There's literally a whole thing written on what bars, taverns, and pubs are.
I never put thought into what it was, what it stood for. I could never like, what's bar mean?
Nope. Never thought of that. Never thought, why did they call it that? And I don't even know if they explained it in here. It's kind of like a pub. It's a public place. So you go to the pub, public house, or an inn.
I get pub. I mean, that makes sense, but.
I don't see anything in here that explains why
it
was called a
bar. Maybe it was the first one was in a barn, and they just took barn. And they took the inn off.
That's funny. Yeah, there's a whole history of, and it's under bourbon history, and then it talks about bars and public houses and taverns. Somebody's blog. Why is it called a bar? That's funny. I'd never have thought about that. But there's also, isn't there one for, why is it called golf?
I don't know. But now I'm interested. Why is it called golf?
I got to look it up here. Golf. Origins of the word golf. Acronym of golf. There's some I know that are wrong. Like
guys out living fast.
I don't know. I think there is one and I can't find it right now. That, of course, because this was not something. Oh, gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Aggressive.
That's urban legend. That's another one. It's urban legend, but somebody. And see, the funny thing is like your bar definition makes more sense probably than the actual one.
Yeah.
This golf one makes more sense to me than the actual one.
Yes, it does.
So I don't know if that's true. That's okay. So when I was with her also, so I wrote it down. I don't know if you can see on here. I have a little note. Yep. I don't know if you can see
it. I can't. Oh yeah. Gotcha.
Whatever. Okay. I just wrote Mario Brothers. They're plumbers. And I have her name at the top. And then the other thing, she ordered a Carbliss, which is a BLISS.
Carbliss?
And so when she, yeah. Carbliss.
What's that? What, like, what is drink, it?
And she realized it's because it's carbless.
Oh, like without car having no carbs?
Right. And it's called Carbliss. And then it dawned on her. She's like, God, I'm learning so much today.
Sometimes it's like those small things that you just don't even think about what they mean or whatever like that. And it's like you feel like an idiot.
No, you just go with it. Just go with it. So anyway, where were we at? Okay, couple of things. There's not a lot going on. I mean, I was looking at like the whole Kate gate with the royals.
Yeah.
And the pictures and all that good stuff. The only thing I keep seeing now is, I mean, most people don't care.
People don't care about like what's really going on. They care because they want to see them screw up again. And they want to see them post something stupid or act like we don't know, like we're dumb. Yeah.
And I think the ones who really like it are the ones that are super Meg and Harry fans.
Yeah.
Because there's obviously a real button of heads between the two camps. And so those people are cheering this on and keeping it alive and keeping the hashtags rolling. And fans of Kate and William really couldn't care less. It was just a picture and it's not that big of a deal. It's not like they were trying to hide something that was in there. They don't think it's nefarious. They don't think that she's, you know, gone. Like, I mean, there's literally people out there that say that either she is super ill, she was injured from the surgery. There's some really crazy conspiracies about why we haven't seen her when they made it very clear we would not see her till after Easter. So put that to bed.
Yeah.
But now you're starting to see a lot of the pictures that are out there that Megan has put out that are super shopped. Photoshop, like the one of the birthday that supposedly took place at Frogmore and it was at their backyard in California.
Right.
The outfits that they have on, there's one that's supposedly their daughter, but it has been put, apparently, is there software that can determine like the amount of Photoshopping or something like that? Cause there's somebody who puts stuff out and it literally at the bottom, it says, probability of Photoshop 97%, probability of Photoshop 45%.
You can tell in the metadata if the original photograph has been altered. I don't think it can tell you exactly what it was, but if it was altered, because it can tell you if it's AI generated as well.
There might be, and that was a big one too, was the AI, because there are some pictures that are out there that now people are paying extra attention to, where she had a picture, like she did a photo shoot with Vanity Fair, I think, and they photoshopped her toes. She had on sandals and this beautiful dress and she was kicking up her heels and da da da. And she had absolutely perfect little toes. And then there's a picture of her leading the parade for the Invictus games when she was in front of all the soldiers Remember when everybody's like, why is she in front of the soldiers wearing her shorts outfit?
Yeah.
Why is she in the back? And they zoom in on her feet and she has clodhoppers. I mean, she's got some claws.
Yeah, she's got some hooves.
They did not look like the toes in that picture for Vanity Fair. And so I'm not saying that she did the photoshopping. Maybe somebody at Vanity Fair is like, oh, we can't put that
they
on the cover.
And they probably did, because she's probably used to her toes, like, whatever. I don't like my feet. Whatever. I don't care. But if I go outside, I'm not going to Photoshop them. If you want to Photoshop them as a PR company, go ahead. I'm not going to do it.
I'm sure she isn't the one that did in that case.
Yeah.
But it was an absolutely professional job.
Right. Like, that's people on that level. Like, they either they don't know or they're being reckless. Because when you, like, if I take a picture on my phone and upload it to Facebook, you can go in the metadata and see it was taken on an iPhone and it was uploaded. But then if I export it to an app, it'll say it was taken on an iPhone. But it also, every place it lands, it leaves a fingerprint on the metadata. So somebody can dig into it, and it's not that difficult.
Yeah. And that's what they did when they found out that, first off, it wasn't taken with the camera they said it was. It wasn't taken where they said it was or when they said it was, all that other stuff. Yeah. So anyway, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then the only other thing I have, and I don't even know, I don't even know if I want to bring this up. There was a video that surfaced from a school in Edmond, Oklahoma, where apparently there's some kind of a, I don't know if it was a pep rally. What
one,
it was.
One
I
hell of a
you.
Pep rally. One hell of a pep rally. If it's a, I don't know what they're rallying for or pep
what,
people.
What do you make of that first? And then we'll explain what we see.
Okay. So the equivalent, like when I first saw that, it reminded me when I was a senior, I think, and we had the opportunity. I don't remember how we had the opportunity to do this or what we had to do to get to do this, but to throw pie in a teacher's face. Like, you pick a teacher, pay your money, would it get a certain grade level, and you could throw pie in their face. That when I saw this, that's what I thought they may be doing.
Right. Except this goes next level, and then one of the kids licks the pie off their face.
And by face, you mean feet.
They literally were putting peanut butter on the bottoms of their teacher's feet. And this, and it was like a competition, like teams licking the peanut butter off.
It's disgusting. I don't get it. And it's been going on for a while, right? For years.
For more than a couple years. In today's world.
Yeah.
The videos are unbelievable.
Now, Edmond, Oklahoma may not be as woke as the rest of the country. We could put that out there. Because I've been there before. I've been there a couple times. And it's not the... It was a long time ago before wokeness ever started. But I can't imagine in any adult group of people saying, let's have the kids lick peanut butter off Mr. Stevens' feet. That's awesome. And not one person raises their hand and go, I don't think that's a good idea, Kyle.
Right? And they look genuinely excited all around them.
Uh-huh.
And there's several people. They're sitting on – people are on the teachers are on tables sitting there with their feet hanging over the edges.
Yeah.
And then it's what is going on? Does anybody know what's going on? I don't get it. I don't understand. And I'm watching that video. It just is repulsive. And plus they licked it off their armpits too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Armpits. Disgusting. I don't know. And so now that it's out there, maybe we'll get an explanation as to why they do this or what's the end goal of this whole deal?
Somebody needs to explain this to me because I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it got started. And I want to know if they're still doing it.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
So on that
note, thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast so other people can hear it because they need to. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.